This is Thomas B. Warren with a presentation of 5 Gospel Minutes on the International Gospel Hour, asking you to take your Bible and to read with us from the sacred Word of God. We're in the midst of a series of lessons entitled, Upon What Can You Depend? And we've raised the question and answered these questions negatively. Can you really depend upon your own physical strength, upon your own intellectual capacity? Not always. Of course, we must, in a sense, depend upon these things. We must depend upon our bodies to do things. We must depend upon our minds to move and control our bodies. But we realize that they may fail us. Our friends may fail us, even our best friends, sometimes even our brothers and sisters in Christ. But friends, there is one who will never fail any of us, and that is the Lord. We can depend upon His integrity. We can depend upon Him to tell us exactly what He will and will not do. We have seen that God will punish those whom He says He will punish according to the sacred scriptures, and He will bless those whom He says He will bless. God is just as faithful in carrying out His promises as He is in carrying out His warnings or threatening. The Bible teaches that any man that comes unto Me, I will in no wise cast out. Nobody who comes to God upon the basis of His instructions will be rejected. That was the case of Noah and the flood. God had told Noah that he would be brought through the flood safely if he was obedient. And he was brought safely through the flood. 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 20 and 21. Lot was saved from the terrible destruction of Sodom. The Israelites who looked upon the brazen serpent were saved from its terrible bite. The blind man who went and washed in the pool, anointed after Jesus had anointed his eyes with the clay, came seeing after he had washed. All of these things, you see, seem upon the surface to be things that are not important. When Naaman was told by the prophet of God to go to the river Jordan and to dip 7 times in order that his flesh might be clean from the dreaded disease of leprosy, there seems to be absolutely no connection between his washing or dipping in the river of Jordan, for certainly there was no cleansing power of that water. There was no power in the water to cleanse him or to heal him of leprosy. But there was great power in God. And when he obeyed God, then God did as he said he would do and cleansed him of his leprosy. When Jesus said to the blind man after he had anointed his eyes with the clay, he said that he should go to the pool of Siloam and wash. And he went and washed, and he came seeing. The people of Israel who looked upon the brazen serpent after they had been bitten by the fiery serpents in the wilderness, according to the instructions of God through Moses, they were then healed of that bite. And so, you see, we learn from the Old Testament the principle that we should apply to the New Testament. In Romans 15 and 4, the Bible teaches, the things that are written aforetime are written for our learning and our admonition. And so we can learn from these matters. But in the same way, we can learn that God means what He says to us today. My friends, the Bible teaches, it sets forth a plan of salvation. We cannot be saved without doing it. It is not enough merely to be religious. It is not enough merely to be sincere. If that were the case, there would be no need for the Bible. Anyone could simply follow whatever he wished to follow. You and I today could invent a plan of salvation of our own. We could say, if you will jump over this broomstick 3 times, you will be saved, and God will take you to eternal glory forever. But that would do absolutely no good. The Bible teaches just what it teaches in the matter of salvation, and no one can be saved without doing it. Notice plainly, the Bible teaches that except ye believe that I am He, ye shall die in your sins. John 8:24. Jesus was there making clear that if a man does not believe that he is the Christ, the Son of God, he cannot be saved. He made clear in John 3, verse 5, except a man be born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. My friends, that simply means that unless you obey the Lord in being baptized for remission of your sins, as we read in Acts chapter 2, verse 38, then you cannot and will not be saved. But our time is gone for today. I want to thank you for listening today and to plead with you to join us again for our next broadcast. This has been Thomas B. Warren speaking on 5 Gospel Minutes of the International Gospel Hour.